producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. For those of you who want to know what the average house costs in Beverly Hills, you'll be happy to know that it's $6,553,880.
That's the average?
The average cost of a new home. If you were to purchase it in Beverly Hills today, you're going to be, this is the average, just everyday, four-bedroom colonial living.
We're not doing that soon.
Nope. Okay.
Last night I saw a post on Facebook. A buddy of mine posted a picture of his dock out in front of his house on the river. And he says, I need a bigger Christmas tree on my dock. This looks like a lantern. And I just posted hashtag first world problems. Needing a bigger Christmas tree on your dock.
Yeah.
$6 million average houses.
This California real estate, no matter what you say, is the best investment of any real estate anywhere. And the further north you go these days. California.
Not New York City?
Buy into it. I don't know about New York City. All right, so anyway, where was I before I was so... Oh, I wanted to talk about the Seattle City Council voting on a bill to give Uber and Lyft drivers the right to collectively negotiate their pay. Why would the city council have to be involved in something like this? It's a private business.
Because Seattle is a communist organization.
Well, the progressiveness of the city. I don't get... And I would think if you lived in Seattle or any place that this became a public discussion. This is not the public's business. This is up to the private individuals who are either working for Uber or Lyft or who own Uber and Lyft. It has nothing to do with the city council. If those people want to organize, then they have every right under the laws of the United States of America or the state of Oregon, I'm sure, or even the city of Seattle to organize. This is an attempt. This is the old politically correct ruse. We want to make sure we take care of our own, quote unquote. That is the dirty cab drivers who have filthy cars, smell like tobacco smoke in them. Whereas Uber,
really
I don't know anything about Lyft, frankly. Uber offers a very good product at a very good price. And the people who, as I understand, I've known three or four of these people, including my son, who was going to do some Uber driving. And Richie, you tell the story all the time about this fellow that drives into work. He was an Uber. He fills up his car with people, drives to work, pays for his commute. He's very smart.
Exactly.
He doesn't have to negotiate with anybody. If he wants more money, he just takes more work. So, and these people
and
are busy all the time.
About the cab driver that I talked to who said he tried switching from driving a taxi to Uber and it didn't work because he said for a part-time gig, it's great. For a full-time gig, your expenses for your car, it just eats up all your profits.
But
that's the rigor of that's the way it works in America. You want to work more,
right?
You make more money. You don't want to work more, you don't make as much money. Why is this so confusing for people? I don't get what it is that...
It kills me how taxi drivers fight being legislated, yet they want everybody else to be legislated.
Why
are taxi drivers? Why are taxi drivers saying, why don't you treat us like you treat them not legislate us as much? But no, taxi drivers are saying, well, you have to legislate them too.
Yeah. The whole business about unionism is protectionism. It's like trade practices. It's anti...
It's just hypocritical.
What's the word anti-theoretical, not anti-theoretical. It's a close second to anti-theoretical. It does
Marge.
Make sense.
I remember her. She made great cranberry sauce.
Yeah. The idea of trying to insulate these people and protect them from the competition, which is what America is all about. We're all about competition. The people who do better, make more money, succeed better than those who don't work as hard. Why are we protecting people who do a substandard job? And that's really kind of what this is all about. Anyway, it so bothers me when the government gets involved in things like this. There's no reason for it whatsoever. Here's another discussion that we are really pretty much on the forefront of, in this, and that's not a good sentence, but the concussion discussion, which is going on in this program for 4 or 5 years, there are new wrinkles all the time in it. This movie coming out this week is going to be a very important, or next week, next week, Christmas Day, very important work. So earlier today, we were talking about concussions and what happens to people who are in the Army. We had a gentleman on from Seriscan, and there's this new movie, what's it called, Assault. I think it's a movie that will give you a behind-the-scenes story of what's really going on. Somebody sent me something I thought was very provocative that I wanted to discuss with all of you, one of our listeners, who said he would like to add his opinion, which is great. That's what we want, discussions of these issues. This fellow says he's in the Army, not to take away what any of the groups. What I had said also before was that with regard to what you expect when you go into the NFL and you play, you expect to get hurt. That's what you sign on for. So you ought not to be given any special consideration other than that which is in your contract. Same thing is true for the military. And I applied it also to the police, whether or not it's something that settles well in with people. That happens to be how I feel. So he listened to the conversation about when you are in the police, you've signed up for being in harm's way, so you ought not to get, if you understand that, any special consideration. And that doesn't mean you shouldn't be taken care of if you get hurt on the job. It just means we kind of pay more attention to some of these people than I think we ought to, frankly. Anyway, so he says, first, the military and police force do what they do for the protection of others, regardless of the reason they do it. They're in the profession to protect others. NFL players do it for entertainment. Second, there's a pay difference between the three professions. Third, medical care differs between the groups. This is more an option, being that I have not specifically looked into it yet. I would say that the medical personnel taking care of NFL players, on average, are better paid, available, qualified than those who are in the military, at least for long-term care. I don't know much about the treatment that police officers receive. I say the previous to get to my point. While each group joins their profession knowing what they're signing on for, the difference to me is what each group is doing it for and the long-term care given to each of these groups. For NFL players, there is less emotional trauma involved, and people forget that aspect of a person's well-being. What military and police professionals go through is a lot more emotional trauma on average than with football players. Yes, there are those that are less affected. It happens in all parts of the military and police. There's nothing you can do to prepare for it, in my opinion. And also, I'd like to say, a side effect of the recent push for the safety of NFL players and concussions has also affected the military members and the care those types of injuries has, in my experience, improved. Because people in America want to have these people who are putting their lives on the line better taken care of than they are. And I think that's true with most of us. I say to someone who's been in the service, I remember when I was coming back from the trip to Iraq, we stopped at the at Bangor Airport. Bangor Airport is the way station for all of the soldiers who are coming back from the Middle East to come into our country. That's the point of entry. They all get off. There is a big place in the airport where the men and women who are getting off these planes are attended to by volunteers. And you could tell by looking, again, given the fact that they're over there, they're in harm's way to begin with, but you could still tell by looking at the people getting off the plane who has had a tough time in a combat circumstance versus those who have not been directly in combat. And so as hard as it is, there's a fine line there, and maybe some of you disagree with me, and that's okay. I think that there are three tiers. The people who are actually in harm's way getting shot at, the people who are in the theater of war, and those who are back here in support circumstances. The people in the theater of war and the people who are actually being shot at, those are the ones that I say first we ought to acknowledge in a really sincere,
meaningful way.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think we do that by saying, oh, thank you for your service. I think that's meaningless drivel.
It is. It's really about doing something about it.
Yeah, right. right. I mean, we all say that, but who's actually agitating for the VA to do a better job of taking care of these people? You heard, if you didn't hear what this guy said, the point I'm making with this, the person that was on from Saraskan, he said that the Army or the service is trying as hard as they can to get people out if they have PTSD. They're trying to throw them out. They're giving them dishonorable discharges so they don't have to take care of them. Because they allege they're mentally incapable or something like that, or they're guilty of some infraction that comes about as a result of their PTSD, and then they throw them out. Can you imagine anything that outrageous in your name? These people are being thrown out. They're protecting you, and then they're being thrown out in your name by the very people who asked them to put their names on the line. I mean, put their lives on the line. Does that seem right to you?
Those people should be thrown in jail.
Yes. So all of my angst, part of my sort of being my liver in a quiver today, has come about because of this sort of slapping me in the face at this time of year especially. I think it's so outrageous. So forgive me for having been somewhat impatient with everybody. This is something that bothers me. It really does. You all know me well enough to know when I'm sincerely bothered by something. This stuff bothers me. That in the name, the corruption that's going on in our country is so severe. That we have these people who are being, who have really done something important, not being rewarded, and people who have done nothing being rewarded. It's troublesome. 20 after the hour, and good day.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. Guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
All right.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is not a Christmas song, but when you think about the band The Romantics, it's the one that comes to mind first. In fact, what you'll hear when you visit their website, romanticsdetroit.com, is this song, Crank It Up, Richie!
Yeah.
What I Like About You. Is there a thimble there somewhere? All right, so get ourselves reacquainted with this song, Richie.
Christmas style.
This is that's what I like about you from their last album about 10 years ago. In the meantime, they've released a new single which has their first Christmas song on it. Their version, the romantic version of Deck the Hall, Please.
I love it. Oh, this is great. I love this.
So Mike Scale is here from the Romantics. I would say after listening to this, thinking that there was a lot of Kenny, you were back and forth with Meredith on the email on Saturday night. Yep. We were trying to find your Sounds of Christmas on the internet. We're listening to Sirius and the channel they have. Awful. Awful. This is the kind of music these channels should have. They're usually in each market are two stations that are carrying Christmas music. One that has the good fun Christmas music like this.
That's right.
And then that awful crap that you get. So, Mike, you're with the good guys. How do you do?
What? I'm doing good. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. So what has been the most fun for you as being a member of the Romantics?
Well, the things that pop up that people ask us to come out and do shows and the people we meet, we just got back last week. It was an undercover secret show for the friends of Adam Sandler. He has a holiday party every year.
In the years of the Romantics, how has your model changed? I'm just trying to get at the guts a little bit about how it all works for you.
The first records were a little sometimes light on the guitar side, but we try to kick guitars up and drums up and really.
No, I don't mean the sound. I mean how you distribute the music. There's a lot of conversation today about how people actually get the product. How have you made it easy for your fans to get the product?
Right now, it's our internet website. The single is internet single, and coming up here, we just finished up a full length. It's about 8 or 10 songs, depending on how we decide to figure it out, to lay it out. And that's either the next week or so or before New Year's, right?
So people can go to romanticsdetroit.com, romanticsdetroit.com, to download their version of Deck the Halls. Now, the new single, this new single, it's not a single, it's an EP, right? Is this an EP or is this?
This is just a two-song Christmas thing. This whole thing is like a Christmas. The whole project's like a Christmas gift. It's like a holiday here at the end of the year. Here's some songs, and we got two new originals on the full length that's coming out in a few weeks. Hopefully in a few weeks, and then five or six or seven covers. Animals, We Gotta Get Out of This Place. We do a little revved up soul style rock version. I Fought the Law. We do a revved up version of that.
Yeah.
So they're just, it's like an end of year, like people used to with albums, final albums they put out, either Christmas songs or an album for the end of the year.
Christmas present to the fans.
That's so awesome.
All right, so this is from that single, Coming Back Home. Mike Skill from the Romantics. Go to romanticsdetroit.com if you want to download some of this music. Romanticsdetroit.com. Mike Skill, thank you for being here. I had to clarify, I made sure it wasn't Ruby and the Romantics when I was first thinking about this. I bet there's not much confusion there, though, isn't there? Half past the hour on Good Day.
The holidays are an enjoyable time of year, but amid all the hustle and bustle, it's important to remember there are various safety precautions you should take while little ones are running around your home. One room in your home that can easily be forgotten is the laundry room. All household products such as dishwasher soaps, deodorants, and laundry packets must be kept out of reach of children. A recent study by the American Cleaning Institute found that 61% of parents are storing laundry packets in sight or in reach of children. If ingested or exposed to the eyes, these products can be harmful. The American Cleaning Institute is reminding parents and caregivers to keep little ones out of harm's way by storing liquid laundry packets up high, out of reach and sight, and in their original container. And remember to keep the package tightly sealed before, during, and after use. To learn more, visit keypledge.com and take the pledge for a safe laundry room and routine. You'll be automatically entered into a sweepstakes to win a laundry room makeover.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and it can be an endless hassle to get a loan at a bank, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes, and money can be in your account in as little as one business day. And unlike peer lending sites, there are no costly origination fees for unsecured loans or waiting up to a week for the funds. So if you need a small or substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2727 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 2727. Loans are made by web bank and affiliates of Avant Inc. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Stephen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horan, Rich McFadden. Here's something right up Roberta's alley.
Oh.
A stocking stuffer from the Manhattan Emporium. A holiday flea market over the weekend offering some pretty horrible gifts. Pieces of human skulls. Muskrat jaw jewelry. Two-headed stuffed birds.
Nice.
Wearing there's a bird skeleton with a Santa hat on it.
You know what they say, right, Dougie? Two heads are better than one.
I just see Roberta being fascinated by that. Is that your version of the ugly sweater, Roberta? Is that what that is?
Yes, indeed.
And the ugly sweater. Speaking of that, the ugly sweater concept in China, people and newspapers and radio and media in general that doesn't agree with the government. There are, even though you may find it hard to believe, in China there are some dissident newspapers. There are other points of view. What seems to be happening is that some of the companies that are most supportive of the state, example, Alibaba. How many people know what Alibaba is?
I know
Chinese
it is.
eBay.
Yep. It basically is the e-commerce equivalent to eBay,
Amazon.
I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they had a initial public offering earlier this year that went bananas. It is now the most highly capitalized company in the world, beats anything we have in America.
Yep.
In terms of value, and it's going up and up and up. How you buy stock in it, I'm sure you can buy stock on the American Exchange in this company, but it's like...
I'm not sure you can.
Really? You think not?
And I don't think it's listed on the American exchanges, no.
Oh, really?
Roberta would own it, for sure.
Right.
But it is on the Hong Kong exchanges.
Yeah, but how easy is it for us to buy things on foreign exchanges? I don't know, because I never have done
it. If you have a broker, it should be no problem.
Yeah, buy them here and there. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, so the point of my conversation here is that the South China...
It is on the New York Stock Exchange.
Is it on the New York Stock Exchange, Alibaba?
Yeah, $80.
Okay, 80 bucks.
How much?
Started at 40. It was 40 or 41 when it went up. It made amazing... It's just an amazing outfit. So, South China Morning Post is an English newspaper that has been based in Hong Kong. It has been... Hong Kong, there still are vestiges of free speech in Hong Kong. But Alibaba decided that there was it's a good moneymaker, so they say, so they're going to buy the newspaper. So, because of Alibaba's allegiance to the leaders of China, because the leaders of China have basically... Look the other way. Alibaba would not have been able to exist in China had the leadership of the Communist Party not sanctioned what they were doing. So my bet is, because there's so much corruption in China, like there is here and most every place else, I'm betting that most of the leaders of the Chinese government have hundreds of thousands of shares of Alibaba stock. What do you bet?
Oh, undoubtedly.
I think that's probably... And so the Alibaba cash machine works at the business of trying to image China. And so the best way to have a positive image of the Chinese leadership is to get rid of newspapers like the China South Morning Post, because they're always taking shots at the government. So now Alibaba is buying it, says it will not interfere with editorial decisions. Of course they won't. Right. New. It's going to be a clean deal. But this is how it works, and this is how it works everywhere. It is, we all are, we extend an arm of welcome when money comes our way. Don't we love it when extra money
comes our way?
Especially at this time of year, we are so thankful for whatever money. And the more money we get, hopefully we're thankful for it, but sooner or later you get so much money that sometimes it is it's corrupting, and that's what's happening to our political systems. What's happening to business? There's nothing better than making money. I love making money. I think it's and it isn't the end all nor is the be all. It's never been with me, but it's fun to make money. But, I mean, let's face it: it's better to have it than not. If you there are other things in life that make life worth living. Some people just go after money because they want more money. It doesn't work that way. You have to put it back into the system. You take it out and you put it back in again. That's the whole meaning. If you understand the spiritual reality of abundance and money, you take it out, you put it back in. You earn it, you put it out. It has to go in a cycle in order for you to get all the benefit of it. At least that's the way I believe. And so... In this circumstance, you have, or any circumstance, look around at the stock market, all these people that grouse about Wall Street and all the money that they make. Well, you know what? There may be a point to it, to a point. But the other side of it is that it's responsible for so much of the down-to-earth money, the money that gets invested in some of these smaller companies. I had a conversation with a fellow over the weekend, and what a wonderful American story it is. I won't tell you his last name. His first name is Jim. And I met him this summer. He came to my farm to buy some hay for his animals. And he had I guess he's mid-50s probably. When he was young, he partnered with somebody. He's a good businessman. He partnered with somebody who had a great idea for some software development. How many of these are there? There are dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of software applications for particular industries and businesses. You know, the medical software. You look around, you see pretty much software that applies to every business, specific grocery stores, car dealerships. It's just endless. So this fellow develops, or his partner develops the software. He markets it and sells it. And they've been in business for 14, 15 years. And along comes medium-sized Company X. And Company X, the leader of the company, is so impressed with this man and what they've invented that he decides to convince his company, medium-sized Business X, to buy Small Business A and bring this fellow and his company into the fold. Well, turns out this fellow did such a great job of running his business that the board of directors looked at him and they looked at the guy who was running the business. they fire the guy that wants to, that brought in this man's company, and he put, they, the board put him in charge of the whole company, not just his company. So anyway, the reason I'm telling you the story is because he went from having a, he lived down the street from me, an average size home, maybe worth $950,000, something like that. It was probably under $1 million or right around $1 million. And when this happened, he bought a very expensive home on a lot of land in a community not far from here that's a pretty exclusive, expensive community. And I'm sure that he spent $3-4 million, maybe more than that, for this place that he bought. Well, now he's looking to upgrade again, and because he knows of the value of this one farm that I'm going to sell, somehow or other I'm going to sell some of the value in it, and he's looking at that. But I just, the reason I bring it to your attention, especially in the light of this conversation, is because there is this animosity that is created superficially by the news media and others. There isn't anybody listening to this program. There isn't anybody involved in this program. There isn't anybody in our country who isn't somehow the beneficiary of somebody else's largesse. Somebody else has created something to help you create something, but it starts with a seed, and the seed is called money. And without that money, nothing happens. It doesn't. So this unrealistic attitude that people have about those who make money, you know what? It's a drop in the bucket. It may be gross for a Wall Street guy to get paid $20 million a year to run a company when he doesn't work as hard as somebody who's only making a couple of hundred grand. But the guy making a couple of hundred grand will have the same opportunity to make the same kind of money as the guy who's at the top of the heap if he works hard or she works hard through the course of their sometimes it's just luck, like that woman that developed the pinprick read of the blood thingamabobbers, and she's now with $8 billion or something. She's 34, 35 years old. Those things happen. But the other thing, this guy who I told you about develops something, works hard at marketing it, and has the fruits of his labor. And that's what the system is about. And I guarantee you, having been around this guy, he gives a lot of money back to whether he's investing in other businesses or whether he's using it to help people that he wants to in his own way. But he's, I can tell he's a generous guy. So, and even if he wasn't, what business is that of yours, what he does with his money? It's none of your business. He'll, sooner or later, or other people, women, men who have money, they'll put it back into the system to make it work. The artificial anger that's created by people who don't like other people who have money is obscene, I think. I really do. I think it's the root of much evil in our country to not understand what really has made us what we have. We become so spoiled and disjointed at understanding how the system works. And I know I'm sounding a little preachy now, but it bugs me when these sorts of realities happen. So I'm just giving you my 2 cents worth. You know what is really wonderful about this week? The Star Wars movie and fans and excitement and all the attention. The one person who deserves more attention and more credit than anybody else associated with this franchise is John Williams. In my estimation, anyway. You look at what this... I mean, who in American film has done more for... just think about how the Star Wars music starts. And Rizzi, maybe you got something there. The Force awakens. Everything wakes up with that music. It's so wonderfully appropriate for Star Wars. The American Film Institute declared him the greatest American movie score writer, if that's the right terminology. Guy's won. Oscar has been nominated for 49 different awards over his career. Twice as many nominations as Meryl Streep, who is the most nominated in the acting category. So he's been nominated 49 times. She's been nominated 19. Isn't that a great story? Think about it. Well, not only the Star Wars movies, but Jaws and Close Encounters.
The Olympic Games.
Yeah.
NBC Nightly
Indiana
News.
Jones, Jurassic Park, Schindler's List.
Gilligan's Island.
The theme to NBC Nightly News.
A lot of mail.
Sunday Night Football. It's just the guy. Wow. Is, what a great contributor. This is the perfect example of what I'm talking about. Here's a guy who grows up in Brooklyn, Roberta, from nothing, and he creates this whole, I mean, the guy's got to be a jillionaire, and he ought to be.
He's had a lot of mailbox money. Every time NBC Nightly News plays a theme, mailbox
Superman,
money.
Superman, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
Every time we hear one of his compositions.
Isn't that a great American story, though? Think about it. Think about what a great
Purple, Bridge of Spies,
American story.
Oh, yeah.
Twilight Zone, the movie.
Yeah. I just think it's a great classic American story. Okay, so I made my point, I hope, with my ranting in the last 4 or 5 minutes.
You've done a lot of ranting today.
I have done, yes.
Oh,
I
Harry
have.
Potter, too.
I mean, this guy's into everything, Richie. He deserves every bit of accolade, every bit of money that he's made. It's a great American story, from nothing to the king of themes. That's what his story is, his life story. He continues on. Guy's got to be, what, 70?
70.
How old is he, 83?
Yep.
Woo!
Looking at his wiki page right now.
83. Kenny Rogers is only 78, but I think he's had a rougher life, I'm guessing, by looking at him. Oof, man. He just had his knees operated on. He could hardly walk. It was kind of sad, actually. That's guys like that should know when to quit.
Well, the sad part is maybe he can't quit.
Well,
maybe he has some money.
He's got a wife who's 30 years younger than he is and two kids that are 11 years old. What'd you say, Jen?
He's doing okay. He's got the young, hot wife. I saw him in concert maybe a year or so ago, and I thought he was all right.
Well, I think he's changed. I think the operation on his legs makes it hard for him to get around. He was forgetting the words and things like that that were kind of embarrassing, actually. But it's still, when you hear the music, though, when you hear the songs that you love, it's like anything else, when you go to the stuff that he has had so many hits. If you were to look at the number one songs he's had on the country and pop chart, Richie, you'd find dozens of songs since the 60s when he was in the group was called not the Stone Ponies. What was the name of the first edition? It was the first edition.
Yeah.
He was in the New Christy Minstrels as a folk singer. He's had a great, great career. And I just, if it was me, I'd just want to say sayonara comfortably. If I get to that point, you have to tell me. Well, maybe I won't listen to you, though.
Chat with you.
You will not listen.
Yeah. All right. Thank
you
for that. Your
moment is now and you don't listen.
All right. 48 past the hour on Good Day.
The best you can hope for is to die to sleep. So when are you?
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
And relax. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T, based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40, and we will force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. Buy or lease the hottest Samsung Galaxy smartphones and get a free 32-inch LED Samsung TV. Don't wait. Offer ends December 24th. Visit the Sprint store, sprint.com/free Samsung TV.
See claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen and NP data. Actual download speeds may vary by location, device capability, offer coverage not available everywhere, or for discounted phones. Sprint's taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee, credit valid for it. Plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16, savings to 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. TV after online rebate subject to terms.
The holidays are an enjoyable time of year, but amid all the hustle and bustle, it's important to remember there are various safety precautions you should take while little ones are running around your home. One room in your home that can easily be forgotten is the laundry room. All household products such as dishwasher soaps, deodorants, and laundry packets must be kept out of reach of children. A recent study by the American Cleaning Institute found that 61% of parents are storing laundry packets in sight or in reach of children.
If ingested or exposed to the eyes, these products can be harmful. The American Cleaning Institute is reminding parents and caregivers to keep little ones out of harm's way by storing liquid laundry packets up high, out of reach and sight, and in their original container. And remember to keep the package tightly sealed before, during, and after use. To learn more, visit keypledge.com and take the pledge for a safe laundry room and routine. You'll be automatically entered into a sweepstakes to win a laundry room makeover.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has five times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Tickets, when do you find the lowest prices? I did something the other day. I'll tell the story on the air right after this on Good Day.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
As previously mentioned, Pauline Frommer is here. We're pleased to have her great family name in travel. Frommers.com, where the Frommers travel guide is. So the big hoopla this week, Pauline, has been the government saying it's time for us to send some airplanes to Cuba, and not with bombs, but people. So how easy is it going to be to get from Miami or Houston? All the major southern hubs will be sending flights to Miami, right?
Yeah, well, you're not going to get to go for Christmas this year. It's going to take a little more time than that. But what this means is the airline executives now have the right to talk with the Cuban government and arrange for their crews to be able to stay overnight and for them to have places to land and all the things that they need to do before they can put into place direct air service. But I think it should happen pretty quickly. I'm thinking fairly soon after the new year.
Yeah, right. I'm thinking they're going to land at the Havana National International Airport, don't you think? That's the best place.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm being a little facetious.
That's where they'll land. The problem is, the problem is once you land, where are you going to stay? Havana has already seen a 50% uptick in the number of Americans going there via charter flights, going to other countries to get there, and people have not been able to find hotel rooms. That's, in fact, a lot of them are bunking in Cubans' homes.
Really?
Cubans are renting out a room to tourists. They're
so Airbnb tourists. for Cuba. Maybe that's
Airbnb is in there. Airbnb officially sells it.
Will they be able to? Do they have the infrastructure, the hotels, the taxis, the restaurants, to be able to support all everything that's coming their way?
They don't yet. They don't yet. Right. They're going to have to do a lot of building. That's why so many people are staying in people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen tour companies buy up huge blocks of the rooms that exist right now to make it harder for you to go independently. There needs to be a big building boom in Havana. I think that'll happen.
There will be.
Definitely.
I'm trying to figure out. I want to be the first broadcaster to do a program down there, but you got to have the technology. And one of the things they sorely lack is even any kind of regular internet connections, right?
Yeah, that's difficult. There aren't many ATMs. It's really a cash-based economy. You're not going to find places that will take American credit cards. So you got to go down with a lot of cash when you go there. But I'm very excited. I think it should be interesting. You know, before Castro came into power, Cuba was the single most popular Caribbean island in the Caribbean because it has the best beaches and gorgeous beaches and a really interesting culture.
Yes.
So I want to go.
Yeah, me too. Let's go together. What do you say? So if people want to get the lowest airfare, I had a three-jog trip coming up. I'm flying from West Palm Beach to Los Angeles on Christmas Day, and then I'm coming back here the next week to Boston, and then I'm going from Boston back to L.A., and I paid the same amount of money, actually a little less, than what I've been paying most of the year to just do L.A.-Boston. So this is the time of year, right? And is there a day of the week? Somebody told me once Tuesday was a good day to book. Is that right?
You know, that used to be the good day to book, but there's this corporation called the Airline Reporting Corporation. What they do is they act as the middleman between travel agencies and the airlines, and they did a study of 26 million fare transactions. They did this 4 years ago, and they found that Tuesday was the best day to book. When they did it a year ago, they found that Sunday is now the best day of the week to book. So use your weekend.
Thank you. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer Travel Guide here on Good Day.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.